Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Holy jingle bells, it's the holiday season. Lots of shopping to do. The holiday season is my favorite time of the year. And before you know it, it will be here, the big day. So don't stress out, make it easy on yourself and do all your holiday shopping on fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. It's where I'll get everything I need and my holiday will be stress-free. And yours can too. So shop Amazon for all your holiday delights. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon and save a friend's holiday by sharing the link on social media. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. And I can't forget mom and dad, my little sister, little D. Oh, wait, he's been naughty this year.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
We don't need to complete this course.
Yo, you gonna start the show or?
Huh?
You gonna start the show? What are you doing over there?
I'm reading my book. I'm reading my How to Talk to Anyone book.
What are you learning? Anything?
Well, explore more body language specifics and technique number 77, eyeball selling.
Did you finally realize that you're not friendly enough to talk to people and make friends?
Well, after this Friday night, my experience with what I thought was my friend, I realized early that this book that was given to us by a dear listener whose name I forget, that I need to re-up on this book because I need to make some new friends, because clearly I don't have any real friends in this world.
When you've seen a professional skiing...
Who screwed you over now? Is it a name you could drop or...
Yeah, it's a name that I can drop. Matter of fact, hello everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Corey Blaze here. Well, and welcome. I'm gonna blow up a spot right now. And
I'm about to blow up my own spot too.
Please don't S on yourself during the show. Listen to me, Orly. My boy, the love of my life, the one that has my heart.
The chocolate chip that you will lick.
The chocolate chip that you will lick. I invited over to my house on Friday night to watch the Phoenix Suns game. The losing Phoenix Suns.
Horrible.
But I love them. But I root for them. I cheer for them. I hope they're going to win every game. And then they punch me in the face every time. But that's not why we're here, Orly.
I was wondering why your lips are so big.
So I invited D-Tay, Daniel Taylor, my mocha cub, over to my house on Friday. I said, hey, come over. I'll barbecue, cook some burgers, put it down. Not only did I barbecue or throw some burgers on the grill, I gave him mac and cheese bacon jalapeno top burgers on a ciabatta grilled roll.
Had he already agreed to come over?
He had agreed to come over. He was excited to come over. Matter of fact,
okay, I'll be there in a few minutes.
He did. Matter of fact, he beat me to the house. He beat me to my house because he was that excited to come over. So I get to grilling and cooking in the kitchen, and it takes some time to create a masterpiece, Philippius. It takes some time.
And I've seen some of your masterpieces on the Instagram.
On the Instagram, Corey Blaze, on the Instagram. So I get into the kitchen. Number one, he beat me to the house because I had to stop and buy all the ingredients because I didn't have time prior to that to get everything. So once I got off of work on Friday, matter of fact, I left 30 minutes early to hit up Fry's Marketplace.
So the date would be perfect.
Had some liquor, some alcohol, and some beer all rolled out because me and my boy were going to chill. Mad time in front of the Phoenix Suns game. So I get there. I'm in the kitchen. I'm sweating bullocks. I'm sweating. I mean, I sweated so much I didn't even need water from the sink to boil those noodles before I made that delicious jalapeno and bacon mac and cheese. I filled it with my sweat and tears, got the food together, served him the food, sitting down in my living room, brought him the plate, and it was delicious. It was good. The game came on. We won. His phone rang. He left.
Wow.
But the game was over.
It didn't matter. The whole point was that me and him were supposed to NBA and chill that night.
And instead, he just hit it and quit it?
Instead, he hit it and he quit it. He didn't give two rat's ass about the fact that, hey, I'm going to spend time with Corey. It's been a long time since me and DT have spent some quality time together. And I put on, you know, I puffed out my chest, you know, I choked back the tears, and I said, you know what, yeah, man, go, it's fine, go on, hang out with your friends, blah, 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 that's fine, I'll drink alone, because we were drinking, we were having some drinks, we hadn't even gotten good into the cups yet before he was gone.
So it was like you watched the game, and it was ended, and it was going to be that time to finally start hanging out, and
that time that we were going to hang out, that time that we were going to go back,
the fun was just going to start
on the back patio and vape and tell ghost stories and hold hands, and then I was going to get him drunk to the point where he wouldn't remember nothing. and before I could even blink, Suns win, he was gone. My feelings was hurt. You know what I did? I walked around the house. I cleaned up. He didn't help me clean up, which he normally doesn't have to. He didn't help me clean up. I walked around the house. I cleaned up the kitchen. I went and I sat over in a corner. Sat there for 3 minutes. Walked over to another corner. Sat there for 3 minutes. Walked over and found another dark corner. Sat there for 3 minutes.
And went and picked up the mop.
And stood there for 3 minutes.
Well, next time you got to... Give him more alcohol. That way he forgets he has other friends.
It doesn't even matter because that here's the thing. Here's the crust of it all. This is what I really think happened. He was on his phone during the fourth quarter of the game, sending text messages. If he's anything like me, he sent a text message to one of his friends to bail him out of hanging with me. Because he clearly
heartbreaking.
So you know what it felt like? It felt like he gave me a pity date.
So he probably, I'm going to read one of his texts, what he probably said.
A pity date.
He was probably like, yeah, I'm going to be leaving here right now. No, I just want my dude I know work.
No, you know what his text said? Hey, in about 15 minutes, call me and invite me somewhere. When in actuality, all I'm going to do is I'm going to leave this fat F's house and I'm going to go home and I'm going to sleep.
Man. My heart kind of hurts for you, and usually I don't care. I usually say, like, "Who cares if you're feeling to hurt?"
This is appropriate for this
I'm
point.
So lonely,
and that's as hot and loud
so
as
lonely,
hell as it wants to be. Lip, just leave it up so there as high as you want. That's my boy, Daniel Taylor. My heart was broken, but you know what? I still got love for him.
Does he get a second chance?
No, no, not at all. No, he'll never be invited back over to the house ever again. Hell could freeze over. I'm sorry, he's not. You bone me once, fine. If you don't want to hang out, say that you don't want to hang out. He's the one. I can't invite Lip anywhere anymore. He's married.
Yep.
If I invite him, then I got to go out and I got to find somebody to play me, because there is nothing worse than being the third wheel to a couple. Orly, don't ever invite me over to your house if your wife is there.
All right.
Because I am not going to be that creepy uncle with the strange finger sitting over there in the corner by himself, finding someone to talk to while you and your wife are over there doing couple bantering stuff. I would have to go find some nice dress hooker, throw her through a car wash, spray her with some perfume, and then go over to your house so that it would be a couple's thing. See, Philippius used to not be in that category. So the only friend I have left that's not in that category is Dite.
So I got a question for you.
So there go why I have my book in hand.
If you invited Lip over now, let's say you're like, Lip, let's do the same thing you do with Dite. You invite Lip over to come watch the basketball game, come eat. And he was like, yeah, I'll be there.
Right.
And like he happens to come over, and when he walks through the door, he didn't tell you, but he brings his girl in. Would you be upset?
Two words. Friendship over.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
To this day, political parties pick the winners of elections before they even happen. It's a process called gerrymandering, and it's totally legal.
Oh, gerrymandering. That's a word I've heard, and I hate it, and I have no idea what it means.
Oh, I'll explain it to you. Every 10 years, politicians redraw the districts that pick the House and state legislatures. But here's the problem. The politicians that are elected by those districts are the same politicians that redraw the districts. It's an insane conflict of interest because it allows political parties to choose the outcomes of elections years in advance. Look, say that 40% of the voters here in New State Adelphia are members of the Yellow Party, and the other 60% are members of the Purple Party. Now, if you divided this state into districts fairly, you'd get perfect representation. 3 purple districts and 2 yellow districts.
Seems fair.
It is. But if the Purple Party is allowed to redraw the districts, they can do this. 5 purple districts and 0 yellow districts. And if the Yellow Party is allowed to redraw the districts, they can do it like this. 3 yellow districts and 2 purple districts. Even though the Yellow Party has less voters in New State Adelphia, if they're allowed to redraw the lines however they want, they can still win. And this happens every election year in America.
That sounds like cheating.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. In 2012, Pennsylvania Republicans lost the popular vote, but they still won 72% of the seats in their state by drawing weird-looking districts like this. And Maryland Democrats did the exact same thing when they drew this grotesquely unfair district.
Okay, this is bad, but maybe it's just one of those things that comes with democracy, right?
Actually, Donna, the only other country that has a system like this is France.
Broadcasting live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. Hunched down in the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 500,000 downloads worldwide. We are an interactive internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes and various popular podcast platforms. But the best way is our official Fat Guy Radio Show app. Find it free exclusively in the iTunes App Store. And of course, everything you'll ever need is on the up and running FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And co-host, Orly.
Hello.
All right. It's not about us, folks. It's about you. So interact with me and the guys during the show like Martha did during that opening segment. She says, homie, did me dirty. And yes, Martha, I do agree. And hello to Martha. And PJ just finished his walk and or his run, and he's on his way.
PJ who?
I don't know.
I remember that guy.
We used to have a listener called PJ from Parker.
I think we were going to let him be involved in a show. He just disappeared.
Yeah, he just I think he ran, get it, ran away from the show. But it's not about us, so we want to hear from you. So interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Simply search Fat Guy Radio Show. And folks, today's show is brought to you by the Target Back to Black Friday deals. Sign up today and receive email alerts featuring Black Friday deals. Be the first to know when Target.com is about to release one of their Black Friday specials. A lot of specials will be happening prior to Black Friday. So go through the Target Black Friday banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com and sign up now to be the first to know. Avoid the rush and the hustle and the bustle of going to Target and actually buy everything on Target.com through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And guess what? You, while the mob is going one way, you're going to the pick up my items line. Pick up my items line. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. And if you want to save an additional 5% on everyday deals, sign up for the Target Red Card. All at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Well, welcome to the show. Whoa, boys.
Welcome.
Well, you know, before we dive into the topic of the day, which is on the minds of so many, many, many people around the world, there is something that was more significant than what took place on Tuesday, but took place on Wednesday.
And what was that?
And it was my dear Mamo's lip. Are we ready? Dear Mamo's birthday. And we are dialing up one Miss Mama Blaze to sing her happy birthday, boys, and make sure that...
good thing I brought my singing voice.
All right, folks. All right, Lip, we're going to do it. Orly, we're going to do it. We have to sing a happy birthday on a one, a two-a, a three-a.
Happy birthday to you. Do you want to go to hell?
Hell no. Do you want to go to hell? Birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
The end.
Did you guys have a few drinks?
No. For your birthday or for the outcome of the election, which one are you asking about? Because I may have had drinks for both.
I know that 205 didn't pass, so how many of you are on medical?
Well, Mom, there's something we need to talk about after the show. And I am medical because I got the glaucoma, but I can see now. I can see clearly now the rain has gone. happy 25th birthday, Mama Blaze. You celebrated your 25th birthday on Wednesday, and you got a great surprise from your number one best son.
Number one best son?
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, I did. I got a wonderful bouquet of flowers.
Yeah. And they were expensive too, Mom.
Did you leave the receipt in there so she could see?
They were very expensive as well.
Oh, were you supposed to tell me that?
Yes, because I want to gloat here on the radio show.
All those millions of people heard that too?
Yes. But it was my money because I have a real job, a day job too that I hate.
Are you bragging?
No, I'm showing out in front of everybody because you're my mom. Now, it was your birthday, but Mom, have you met Orly yet?
No, I have not.
Mom, this is...
I'm not sure, Kim.
Orly, this is my mom, Mama Blaze.
Hi, Mama Blaze.
Hi, Orly. Nice to hear you.
Now, Mom, you sound like you were sleeping or getting ready to go to bed. What's going on?
No, I was not sleeping. How come you sound like you're so far away?
Because Lip doesn't know how to run the board. So if we bring the Skype level up out to her, Lip, and so she could give us a little bit more. Does it sound a little better now?
No, because your words are going in and out.
All right. Well,
in and out.
Well, it has probably a lot to do with the fact that I'm trying to run my iPhone 7 through the board, and it doesn't want to agree with everything else. So I apologize for that, but we just wanted to wish you happy birthday, and I wanted you to know that I love you, and I appreciate you for all your love and support, and I'm glad you enjoyed your surprise at work on Wednesday.
Oh, thank you, dear, and I love you, too, and we'll do it again next year.
Oh, that's a good idea. Please do. I am okay with that. Well, I will let you get back to your evening, and I apologize again for the bad connection, but we just wanted to wish you happy birthday, and we love you.
That's okay. At least I can hear you guys. It's good meeting the one that I just heard.
His name is Orly, Mom. Orly. His name's Orly.
And I've been here a year, so it's his fault for not introducing us before.
Oh, you've been there a year. Okay.
Well, Mom, me and Orly really don't like each other.
Nope.
You really don't?
No. We have nothing in common. He is as gray as a Seattle sky, and I am as colorful as the Crayola aisle at Walmart.
Okay, the odd couple. Okay.
Yes, we are the odd couple.
We do it for the show.
But we do it for the show. We can't stand each other. The moment the show is over, he leaves. 5 minutes before the show starts, he arrives. And that's the way I like it.
Okay. Sounds like a great friendship there.
Yeah. It's not. All right, well, we'll let you go. And we love you, Mom. All right, we'll talk. I will call you tomorrow. Love you.
Thank you for the bad thing.
All right, Mom. We
love you. Love you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to have to do something about that phone line.
See, you spend some fancy money on a new iPhone 12 or whatever you got over there. And
it wasn't my choice. Kill the line, Lip.
Done.
There we go. It wasn't my choice. I had to do it because I had to switch from AT&T to Verizon.
You didn't have to. The only thing you have to do is eat and die and come to the show every Thursday.
That's true, but I had to switch over to Verizon. I had to make the switch over to Verizon, and I thank my mom for joining us on the show, by the way, but I had to make the switch over to Verizon because that hellhole bunker that I go to for 5 days a week, 9 hours a day, was built in 1875 with and back in those days they weren't worried about cell phone signals getting through asbestos, so AT&T didn't put a tower. They got the tower as close as they could get, which was catty corner across the street from where I am. But the one company that was able to swoop in there before AT&T was Verizon, and Verizon put a tower on top of the building. Ooh. And then they did drops down in the building. So you have a perfect, beautiful 5-bar signal the whole time. And before I made the switch on Tuesday, I called in people into my office that I knew had Verizon phones, and I had them all take their phones out, put them on my desk, and I had them all pull their pants down. And I said, I need to look at all of your phones. And they all turned their phones on, 5 bars, 4 bars, 5 bars, 5 bars, 5 bars. And that right there told me, you got to make the switch. While I looked over at my $650 iPhone 6, and it said no service. And if the building wasn't built in 1876, the people there were there when the building was built in 1876, so they can give a rat's ass about the Wi-Fi. So they've got CenturyLink, which is a local company here in Arizona, which gives you the slowest Wi-Fi on the planet. They have that service running into the building because there's maybe one or two people out of the 800 people in that building that really care about being on Wi-Fi. But when those two people get on that CenturyLink snail's ass Wi-Fi, it's slow for everybody. So when I try to connect my high-speed iPhone 6 to it, it just slows it down. The Wi-Fi was so slow in that building, the clock on my phone started to go backwards.
I have CenturyLink.
And it sucks ass, doesn't it?
No, I always see people complain. I really haven't had any troubles.
Because you have one. Okay, number one, you don't have any kids. Wait, your kids get teenagers and then try to run CenturyLink into that bitch. It ain't going to work. It's going to be horrible.
We're going to be on times, schedules.
Yeah.
You get 6 to 7. I get 7 to 8.
You get 750 megabytes, and then your brother will get 750 megabytes, and then your mom will get 2 megabytes, and then I'll just, you know, megabyte whatever's left over.
Who's sending an iMessage and watching a YouTube video at the same time?
Who's Facebook live streaming? Turn it off! That's what it was. That was a conference. But that's not what we're here for.
No.
Okay, let me tell you this right now, everybody that's listening. We have a lot of Arizona listeners, and I have never before in my life ever felt like I could not express myself.
All right.
Thank you, Orly.
Sorry. Deep breath. My things are crackling, and I don't know if it's my headset or what's going on.
Is your headset, because I don't hear no crackling over here.
Make sure it's plugged in properly as well.
Well, it was plugged in all the way earlier, and that makes it worse for some reason.
Oh, okay. Well, we are running a little hot because we had that phone line open, so that might be it.
Continue.
But anyway, so I've never felt like I haven't been able to express myself, and I'm going to tell everybody now, we're going to do our best to entertain you, but it is very difficult to open up these microphones today in the state of this country right now.
What state is that?
Well, it's the state of awkwardness, if you will.
Yes.
Because after what happened on Tuesday with the election of the presidency going the way that it went, I have never seen more people, more Americans walking on eggshells right now. There's not too many people out there beating their chest about what they did to make what happened on Tuesday happen.
Yeah.
I was saying this before the show, Arizona is a red state. It's a Republican state.
Yep.
So that's why I'm uneasy with expressing myself, because a lot of our listeners are right here in Arizona, Los Estados Unidos, and I'm sure that we have a large conglomerate of listeners that are Republicans.
Yeah.
I have gone on record years ago, before this show started, that I myself am not a Republican, nor am I a Democrat. I am damn near libertarian, because there isn't any part of our government that I think is 100% for the people of this country.
Yeah, I agree.
I have said before on the show that I feel that someone needs to go into Washington, level it, and start over in Maine. Because if our forefathers look at this, we're here today, they would blow the country up, because this isn't, I don't believe that we are right now walking in the path that they laid out for us so many thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago.
All right.
That's the way that I feel. So with that being said, because what happened on Wednesday morning or officially announced on or officially declared on Wednesday at 2 a.m., I feel that it's kind of difficult to say anything about what happened because I'm afraid that our bulk of our audience is going to be offended by it.
Yeah.
And yeah. Not that I care that people are offended because I offend people all the time.
That's but what we do here.
I'm almost to the level of depressed by what took place.
So you didn't vote for Trump?
I did not. nor did I vote for Hillary. Nor did I vote. I didn't vote for either one of them. Just like when it was Obama and McCain, didn't vote for either one of them.
No,
because they were politicians. This is what I think happened on Tuesday, and I don't want to drag it on because it's hard not to do it because Orly and I were trying to prep the show, and that's all that we could find to really. That's all that's out there right now.
Yeah, and everything I was looking for, because we kind of get a map of where we want to go a little bit. And I was looking up, and there was nothing that wasn't political. And all I could think of was we're going to be sitting here with, like, cricket noises, like...
Yeah. Choop, choop, choop. Yeah. It's the...
like, just staring at each other.
We have the 10 sheet, which is 10 things that we want to try to get to, but we like the show to be organic and swim off in the different places. But this is what I'll say about this. I believe that what happened and took place on Tuesday at every polling place in this country is that people went and voted against a machine. I don't think people necessarily were voting for something. I think people were voting against a machine. Martha off the Twitter says she actually cried over the politics and the elections for the first time ever. And Martha, you were not alone. So there's a lot of people that feel this way, whether they voted for Trump or whether they voted for Hillary. The outcome of this is the most poignant, stench-filled outcome I have ever sensed. Literally, this country has a gray cloud over it for some reason. There is such a level of fear amongst Americans right now. It's scary. And it's a double layer. There's two layers of fear. One is the fear of what's to come.
Yeah.
One is the fear of people finding out they're the reason.
Yeah. What I understand is I saw a poll that was like 70% of Americans are scared of what's going to happen. And I'm like, why'd they vote for that then? Like, what?
Exactly. So here's the thing. And I said this before the show, where are all the Make America Great Again hats?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see not one on people's heads, but on Monday and Tuesday, every other car I looked in on the road, somebody was wearing a red hat. Where are those t-shirts now? Because it seems like to me, that's telling me that those people that made this decision have now realized, oh crap, we really did this. Is this what we wanted to happen?
It's like when you kind of do something stupid to somebody and then you realize like, oh, well, why
right.
did I do that?
That was a mistake, you know? And it's you got California saying they're ready to succeed from the union. And I'll say this too. You little kids, parents out there that are listening to this, that's got kids in schools here in Arizona that are leaving school to go because they're boycotting the election of Trump. Your ass needs to be in the school.
Exactly.
So when you become voting age, your ass knows what to do.
Exactly.
That is not the way to protest by leaving the place that's going to teach you how to avoid things like this. What?
Exactly. I think I tweeted that. I was
what?
Like, if anything, stay in school.
Don't leave the place that's supposed to show you how to not let things like this happen. That's stupid. Get your ass back in that classroom and open up a book, you dumb son of a bitch. I'm sorry, that's the way I feel. Get your ass in there and write something down. Log on to Google something.
Google something.
That's pissing me off. I'm sitting there looking at Yahoo and Google News and all these pictures of Camelback High School and schools in California. The kids is smart. You leaving the place that's supposed to teach you what not to do. You're backwards ass, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Somebody asked me earlier today, and I'm trying to get past this, Orly, but someone asked me, Corey, how do you think this happened? How do you think he pulled this off? this is what I'll say, Orly, and tell me if you agree or not. And everybody on the Twitter, please chime in. This ain't a moment where I'm just going to sit here and preach at you. Orly, we have become a society of outrage.
Right.
Anything, any reason we can find to be outraged or pissed off and come together against something, we do it.
Yeah.
So I believe that Trump was able to successfully create layers and layers of outrage that drew people towards him. When you flip out on people on Twitter, people don't unfollow you. You get more followers.
Exactly.
When you post racy S on Facebook, people don't unlike you. You get more likes. See, there's that thing that's saying in entertainment that there's no such thing as bad publicity. Trump perfected that. Why do you think every so often when we don't hear about a Kardashian, something huge happens with them? Because they want our empathy. They want us to be outraged about them. They want us to be upset about, oh, here's another Kardashian. But you know what the end game is that they wanted their name back on the consciousness of their surroundings.
They don't want to be forgotten.
Exactly. So they fake a heist in Paris. And everybody's talking about them until the orange slug came up and took the White House. We are attracted to outrage. If there is a mad mob, people are going to run and flock to it.
I agree.
They weren't running towards something, or they weren't running away from something. They were running towards something. Look, the field up the road is on fire. Let's go burn the rest of the road down, because I'm sure the rest of the road, this is the society we're living in, and I believe that's how Trump successfully pulled this off. He used, and I said this when he first announced his candidacy, he used the mob mentality perfectly.
Exactly.
He got people to join in on his mob, and it paid off. But if you see his disposition today, and you see his disposition tomorrow, the reality will also set in on Mr. Trump. The reality will set in. The weight of running this country will be more than what he ever would have imagined. Because no one goes into that White House and does exactly what they say they're going to do. And that's proof by his website already changing. The machine is bigger than Trump. He thought it wasn't. It is.
He was willing to do what he had to do to not be forgotten.
Yes. Now, on the flip side of this, we're up on
a
break.
Do you think Bruce Jenner really wanted to chop his wiener off? Probably not. He did it for the show.
Probably did it for the show. I don't know. This is Martha off the Twitter. I guess I pissed off everybody on Twitter except for Martha. The thing is, the worst part is that our own race thing connecting is... What? Oh, Lady K's Twitter popped in there. The thing is, the worst part is that our own race is supposed to be on our side. We're somehow convinced and blinded by this man. Philippians, is that not what you were saying before the show?
Yep.
He got the Latino vote.
Yeah, and that's what I understand is real quick. It's like they finally voted Sheriff Joe Arpaio out of here.
That was a sad day for me.
Yeah, in Arizona.
And Martha, we didn't get 205 either. I told you, these uptight Republicans in this state with those sticks up their ass, they're the ones that want to stay in their closet smoking it. Because you know they are.
But they got Arpaio out, but then they didn't get, you know what I mean? But he still got the Latino vote. I don't know. I'm lost.
That opening that we did,
yeah,
you're gonna have to start this song over. The opening that we did from the Adam Ruins Everything,
yeah,
everything he said is true. Elections are rigged. Yep. They're all rigged by the parties that we're electing. They're all rigged. And by the way, there's a big. Let's go to break. When we come back, I'll say one more thing, Orly, and then we'll move on to the mannequin challenge because I want to suck so many people in the face. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Hi, Lady K. Hey, 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 hey. See me ride out of all right. Sunset. Lady K, I'm going to breathe, baby girl, but I'm just so wound up right now. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hey, Orly, I see me.
I see you too. I see me too.
Thank you very much. I see me personalized children's books through the special banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You know, one thing I love so much about when little fella was small was reading him books. I think I read him books till probably the fourth grade. And sometimes he would just, at the end, he just looked up at me and he says, you know what? I want to go to bed. Can you stop reading?
You're like, just one more.
But imagine if you were reading your kid a book that was featuring them. That's what ICME does through ICME.com, through the banner on our website. You can get a lot of things. Even if books aren't necessarily your child's thing or you have 1.5 million books, you can get stuff. Toys, growth charts, coloring books, personalized board books, lunch boxes. How cool would it be if you went to a school with a lunch pail that's got your name on it? No way that when it goes into the asbestos, not the asbestos, when it goes into the petri dish that is a lunchbox pile, there ain't no way that your kid's not going to be able to identify their lunch pail. It's got their name on it.
Exactly.
You can get that and more at ICME through the ICME banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we appreciate ICME. I do apologize that I did not have the graphic up on the live feed, but there it is now. ICME, personalized children's books. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. I forgot what I was going to rage out about. What was the last thing? I guess we do. Anyway.
Mannequin challenge.
The mannequin challenge. Okay, Orly, what the hell is this? Please.
I don't know. I've been seeing people do it, and it's basically people that are pretending to be a mannequin, just like stop doing what they're doing, and they just, that's it. And then they post a video of it. And
Lip,
I'm like,
Lip, are you mannequin right now?
He's mannequin.
With your horrible camera shot? There we go, Lip. That's a great, great mannequin. Good job mannequin on
challenge.
A radio show.
Exactly.
What is the challenge? What are we raising money for? What are they raising money for?
Nothing,
now?
I don't think. That's it.
It's just somebody stupid said, hey, everybody around us stand still, and then my cornhole buddy is going to run around with this camera and film it.
Exactly. The Phoenix Suns participated
in
it.
Yeah, everybody. That's what I don't understand. Why is everybody doing it?
Who did it first? Do we know?
I don't know.
Some of the bigger, I think I saw like a college football team doing it. Some NFL teams were doing it.
Who started it?
I think just some people on the net.
YouTubers.
No wonder Trump's in office. We're idiots.
And then I looked up other challenges. There's been so much stupid stuff over
cinnamon
the time.
Cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, there's cinnamon challenge.
Remember we're gonna do that on the show?
I ain't being a hater, Martha. It's stupid.
But I did do a poll online of who thought what was the best mannequin challenge you've seen so far, and what was the worst.
Uh-huh.
And my results were the best mannequin challenge so far was Prince, and the worst was because it's you stay still. So he's been the best. Did you get my joke?
I did.
Okay. And the worst is Michael J. Fox.
And I'm
that was a poll. I did a poll.
You're such an ass.
I did a poll.
Well, Martha
those
says
are the results.
Martha says, my mama started it, fool. That's not right, Martha. Your mom did not start the mannequin challenge. It's ridiculous.
Her mom started the Mexican challenge. There's a difference. What are you reading? You're reading.
I'm reading it, but I'm looking at it, and there's just now there are people very upset.
So here's some past right challenges.
Please tell
the
me
Harlem
some,
Shake, which was I don't have a challenge, but it was kind of stupid too.
We actually did that. Lip, were you with me on that project?
I don't think so.
I mean, it was kind of cool to watch some of those, but then it kind of just got old.
Some of them were kind of cool, but it grew old very quick.
Then there was the ice bucket challenge, which I still think
But that benefited something.
Did it really, though?
Yes, ALS, and they have actually made breakthroughs in their ALS research.
Because I know none of my broke-ass friends donated money or anything. They were just pouring water on each other, so well, I don't feel it did anything.
It was an excuse for me to see a lot of dudes in wet t-shirts. What?
There was the Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
Lip on. Oh, yeah, that was too, where people were sucking their lips into cups.
Yeah, and like, yeah.
Lip there did it, and his lips have not gone back.
The boiling water challenge.
I didn't hear about this. What's
they
this?
Were boiling water, I guess younger kids, a.k.a. idiots, boiling hot water and then throw it on somebody to see the reaction, which there's not many reactions you're going to get
like
besides.
That's like a lawsuit right there.
Yeah.
It does sound like a lawsuit.
Then there was the fire challenge. That was people squirting gasoline
Another
on themselves
lawsuit.
on themselves and then lighting themselves on
fire.
Was that
gasoline or was that alcohol. When they were standing in the shower?
Yeah.
Alcohol. Oh, okay. Was it alcohol? Yeah. I read gasoline.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Well, you know somebody messed up and probably did gasoline.
No wonder why
they
probably blew up.
The fainting challenge where you make your friends faint. You do some pushing on their chest or something.
I thought you farted on their face or something.
The farting challenge.
Oh, God. We had that before the show started,
and
right?
And one of the ones I hate the most.
I'm shutting down Twitter for a second because these guys are trying to piss me off.
The don't judge me challenge.
What's the don't judge me challenge?
It's where they would, it's stupid. Okay. It's mostly teenagers. They would point, they would put like dots all over their face.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like as pimples. They would paint a unibrow on.
Oh.
And then they like make these ugly faces and then they show on camera, you know, they're on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put their hand over the camera and then when they pull it off,
it's them fixed up. Oh, I've seen
those. Like, what the hell is the point of that?
Stupid.
And then they do this. If people aren't watching, they kind of like push their hair back and then they like lick their lips and they're like, honestly drives me crazy when I see it. I'm like, what the hell are they doing?
It was basically just people, we call that transitions in video editing school, is what that is, where you go from one look to another look. It's a transition skill set. But the only one of those challenges that I could get behind is, of course, the fart challenge. Because that's just funny. Farting's funny, Lip.
Yeah.
But when you challenge somebody and they try too hard, then it might squirt a little juice out.
Martha says sharp. When they were doing that ugly face thing, they were just offending people with ugly acne.
Were they? Oh, well, man. Sadie, you're supposed to, they said it was to not judge a book by its cover. That's what they were trying to tell you.
I always judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
How to talk to anyone.
How to talk to anyone.
So anyways, no challenge. There will be no mannequin challenge on the Fat Guy Radio Show.
No, we will not mannequin challenge because it's just absolutely stupid.
Prince, stop doing the mannequin challenge.
I don't think he can.
I don't think he can either. It's all over. I've seen the videos. I saw the first one pop up. I saw it on YouTube and only thing that's kind of funny about it is that you always see that one person in the background that's like, screw you idiots, I am not doing this.
Yeah.
And they're walking around and moving in real life and so forth. But it's a cool visual effect, but it serves no purpose.
Yeah. I see one with the cat in it.
Was the cat mannequined?
Yes. Wow, it was just
I saw a meme that said, why don't you guys all challenge to go to school and get an education?
Yeah, yeah. How about you? How about the education and life challenge? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or the Fat Guy Radio Show challenge where you sit your ass down and you watch us yabber for 75 minutes on Thursday. Or stay in school challenge, you lazy F-sticks.
Tell your friends about a Fat Guy Radio challenge. They'll do that one.
Yeah, how about you just mannequin in front of somebody with our app in front of their face? How about you do that? That's the way you mannequin
with
it.
Send us video.
And Martha, I better not see one mannequin video of you up on Twitter, or I'm coming to wherever you are and I'm thumping you behind your earlobe.
I do got to bring up something about Marta, though.
Yes, please bring up something about Marta.
She once did the planking challenge. I don't know if it was a challenge.
Well,
but
I'm
I saw
okay
a
with
photo.
That. That's funny.
I saw a photo of her planking on the floor.
That's okay.
You don't plank on the floor.
Well, what
you
does she
plank
do?
On something like so, you on a table.
No, see,
but it was the best picture scary. Ever. I will
see
I
what
will
Martha
say,
was doing. She wasn't planking. She was floor rugging.
I was like, why is she smelling the ground?
She was floor rugging. Martha was floor rugging. I'm gonna be floor rugging on Saturday. Floor rugging. That's what people do that can't get their asses up on anything to plank with. Oh. Can you imagine me trying to balance my big ass on something, Lip?
I don't think that would survive.
Me or the thing I'm on?
The thing you're on.
Of course. Thank you, Lip. I appreciate that.
All right. No challenges.
No challenges. It's dumb. It's stupid. If you're following me on Twitter, there. Why is that so hot?
Because everything else is hot. All right.
Well, I hope that the end result is good. She also planked on her car trunk, according to Martha, off the Twitter. And Lady K, yes, I got your tweet about the supporters, and you and I might have to have an off-record conversation about that, because I'd be really interested to hear what you have to say. Maybe it'd be a special audible for after the level. So, Lady K, I'll be in contact with you about that. Anyway, let's transition here. I said goodbye to AT&T.
Mm.
I've been an AT&T customer since I was in high school.
All right.
Many years ago. And I made the switch. I have the new iPhone 7.
Ooh.
And
new pink flashy case.
Well, the case, here's the case situation. It is pink because on Amazon it was described as red, but this is clearly pink.
Yep.
Okay. So AJ has an iPhone 7 as well because he's a spoiled little boy. And I love spoiling him because he works very hard and he deserves a lot of the things that he gets. And I ordered a blue Fat Guy Radio Show color case. And I ordered a red one because his favorite color is red. Well, the red showed up and it was pink. So I put the pink one on my phone and I will give him the option of having the blue one. If he doesn't want the blue one, I will send it back and I'll get the silver, which he had before. But I made the switch because the place that I work doesn't, there's no signal in there, but the process of switching was relatively easy until my new friend, new listener of the show, Gustavo down at the Verizon store that I won't give the address out, even though the regional manager, Aaron, was there. And I met him because Corey doesn't, thank you, Martha, for welcoming me to Verizon. Corey doesn't walk into a Verizon store and wait in any lines or stands with the commoners. No, I'm Corey Blaze, and let me see, I'm going to switch to Verizon, so I'm going to need an appointment. I'm going to need 2 bottles of water when I arrive, because, you know, I'm not going to sit down in the waiting area with the regular people. I'm Corey Blaze. I talked into the internet for a week. And that's exactly what happened. I walked in.
VIP?
I was VIP.
Was it that, or was it because there was no customers?
No, the store was full. Gustavo, who I called and I talked to at first, he on Tuesday was working from 6 to 3:30. I told him I couldn't be there till 5:30. He says, I'll come back. And he met me there at 5. I know, right? You're feeling it now, Orly. He met me there at 5:30. I walked in. The regional manager of the store was there. Aaron came up, introduced himself, had a really great conversation with him, told him all about the show, and told Gustavo all about the show. And Gustavo hooked it all up. Even little fella even got a shatterproof protective film for his phone.
Nice.
Free of charge, which is a $40 value, because, you know, everybody at the Verizon store made the switch very easy. And I am, no, Martha, I am that customer, and I have it, and I don't call the 800 number. I call Gustavo because I'm Corey Blaze. Martha's on the Twitter like, Corey, don't be that capital T-H-A-T customer. I already am, Martha. I'm Corey Blaze. Wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be snobby according to the book. Anyway, so Gustavo, everything was going smooth. I gave him a ass load of money. Got the 2 iPhone 7s, brand spanking new, but then the screen protector was supposed to be applied to AJ's phone, and so Gustavo decided to do it, but then he ended up getting air bubbles in it.
Oh.
So he's sitting there with his fingernail trying to smooth out the air bubbles, and it took him, I kid you not, 90 minutes to get the air bubble out. But then he ended up separating the big air bubble into 3 small air bubbles. And so once he got tired of it, he decided to take the phone, hand it to AJ, and says, hey, you got 3 air bubbles left in there. Work it out. Have a good time, and you'll be all right. I looked at AJ. The whole entire store started manicking. Because Corey Blaze was not about to take a brand new iPhone 7 out of that store with a bubble screen.
So your experience went from great to...
It did.
It went downhill a little bit.
It did, but Gustavo redeemed himself because all I did was, as AJ was sitting there trying to get the bubble out of the phone, I took it out of AJ's hands, handed it back to Gustavo, and said, I am not walking through those doors with $1,200 worth of iPhone 7s with a bubble screen.
So you went from the cool Corey Blaze that you're trying to be back to the dick Corey Blaze.
What AJ said, Corey, the whole store got cold. You look like the look you gave Gustavo could have killed a less strengthened man. because I was there was no way. Would you have walked out of the store with it? Now, I didn't say much. I just gave him a look, and I said, I'm not leaving the store with a bubble screen.
Well, we all know how you look when you get angry. Your face puckers up.
I wasn't.
Your butt cheeks tighten up.
I wasn't angry.
It's not It's not common that your butt cheeks pucker up. They're usually wide open.
Come on. Hey. Oh, man. Hey, you don't know anything.
Too much information.
You know, yeah, it's funny because it's true.
Well, we all see your chair disappears half the time you sit on it.
That's because I farted. Here's the thing. Would you have walked out of the store after spending $1,200 on two new phones?
No. That would drive me crazy having a bubble in there.
With a bubble in it. And I understand he was being nice by applying the screen protector, but he did it wrong. So I handed it back to him, and then now Gustavo is sitting there for another 30 minutes trying to get the bubble out. And finally I looked up at him and I said, Gustavo, I love you, and I'm really happy that we have this new romance building between you and I. And I promise that at some point you and I will be in that back conference room with the lights off doing weird things. But until that point, you're going to get your little happy ass up, walk over there to that wall where there are 50 other brand new iPhone protector screens. You're going to rip that one off, and you're going to put I know it's a freaking bubble, Martha. I wasn't getting the phone to $653. Wasn't leaving with a bubble.
You should have just gave him the phone and be like, Gustavo, no me gusta bubbles.
So you know what he did? He says, Corey, you're right. And I says, we're going to do this together. So he got his little Mexican ass up, walked over there. I was watching his butt the whole time. He grabbed a new screen protector off, came back over, took the screen protector off AJ's phone, cleaned it off. And I says, now this time, stop. Hold on. Wait a minute. This time we're going to read the instructions. We read the instructions. The new one went on without a problem. Until I decided to make it really bad when the regional manager walked back over and I said, hey, look how many iPhone screens he's wasted.
You would think they would take like a training for that, because I've had that happen too when I've bought a phone. And it's like, oh, let me see if like Sherry will do it. She's a little better at it. And I'm like,
Martha says I should have done it my damn self. You know what, Martha? I'm going to push you down when I see your ass. Hell no. I was spending $1,200 in that place. Plus, my monthly bill went up $16 because of your Verizon network. And I only did it because of that brick-and-mortar bull-ass place that I go. Lip, you almost edited there, but I was good. But you know what? We shouldn't have any more rules, right? Everything's okay now. We can say whatever we want, right?
Yep.
I guess so.
You could just start grabbing people by the...
Lady K just titled the show, Bubbles and Butts. Bubbles and Butts. There is no way that I was going to walk out of there, dude. You know?
Yeah, no, that would drive me crazy.
He replaced it. He fixed it. Everything was fine. They were really, really great people.
Everything's good between you and Gustavo.
Everything's good with me and Gustavo. I think I'm going to forge a friendship, Orly, because I've been reading my book.
There you go.
And I communicated. Me and him have been texting back and forth. I've sent him pictures of my balls. He sent me pictures of his. I mean, that's the way you start a friendship, right?
I guess.
All right. On the other side of this break, where are we at? Three?
Two. Three.
Three. Yeah.
Four.
Four.
Five.
Orly, you're not helping.
It's break three.
All right. It's break three. All right. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. And is it trailer talk or are we doing the... I want to get to your tour guide thing. You got a tour guide situation going on?
Yeah, I got friends coming in town.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a little bit, and then we'll try to squeeze trailer talk in on the back of that.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. When happiness doesn't work, trust me, and take my hand when the lights go out, you'll understand. All right, everybody, this portion of the show is brought to you by Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, a premium electronic cigarette company out there providing American-made e-liquids. Halo Cigs is doing something really amazing tomorrow. September 11th is Veterans Day. All of your purchases... November 11th. All of your purchases through FatGuyRadioShow.com. The Halo Cigs banner on the front page, or you can find it on the sponsors page. All of your purchases, be it e-liquids, be it hardware, be it a hat, be it a t-shirt, Halo Cigs is going to make a donation to the Wounded Warriors Project.
That's cool.
For a percentage of all of the proceeds for the next 2 days, I believe it's Friday and Saturday. If you buy through FatGuyRadioShow.com, you will make a donation 2, I believe it's the Wounded Warrior. I'm verifying that right now. I apologize, Halo 6, that I don't have that. Honoring those who serve, 10% of all sales from purchases made on Halo 6 will be donated to the Special Operations Warriors Foundation.
There you go.
Not Wounded Warriors, I apologize. So, please, if you are near, even if you're not a vapor, pick up a hat, pick up a t-shirt, and 10% of all those sales from any purchases, you don't have to buy e-cigs, you don't have to buy e-liquid, just buy anything, and 10% of that will go to the Special Operations Warriors Foundation, and that is in honor of the Veterans Day, which is tomorrow. We're recording this on November 10th. Veterans Day is November 11th, and we thank Halo 6 and honor Halo 6 for partnering with us to do that. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby! That's pretty much summing up my week. What were you going to say, Orly?
Nothing.
All right.
I stopped myself.
You're going to try to make a joke right there in the middle of the sponsor.
Well, I usually call you out on your stuff, but then I realized.
What did I do?
I was going to say, if you are a wounded warrior and you're listening, sorry that you're not getting any money.
Oh, see, that's messed up.
You told me, you asked me. I wasn't going to say it.
That's true, but it was funny and you did. And you're right. Sorry, wounded warriors, you're screwed. You got money coming
but they
elsewhere.
Could, yeah, they could buy stuff from Halo, and they could save some money that way.
I'm telling you right now. And I'm going to tell you, I'm planning on doing a whole After the Level special about this new Bull S that's going on here in the state of Arizona where they're trying to attack vaping.
Yeah, I always hear commercials that are like, it's not as safe as they make it sound. And blah, blah, blah.
It's Bull S, and I'm going to hopefully reach out to our friends down at Offbeat and Unique and have them on for this special recording, maybe even record it out there, Lip. Maybe we can go out there and actually record it out there. But I want to talk about this because I think it's ridiculous, and I think there is such a missed there's a missed education when it comes to electronic cigarettes. So, all right, Orly.
Yes.
You got two buddies coming into town, and your friendly ass is doing something around, and you need some ideas. What's going on?
I got two buddies coming in town, so I was just curious. I mean, I got stuff I could take them to do.
Yeah.
But I was like, I wonder what the mind of Corey Blaze would take his friends to do. But then I know, again, you don't really like to communicate with people, so you probably wouldn't take your friends anywhere.
Well, number one, I don't have any friends. That's the reason why I'm studying so much. Because you know what? I learned something with that experience, not to deviate from what you were saying, but I learned something from my experience with DT this past Friday. It's just feelings.
Yeah.
It's just feelings, you know?
And you do things for your friends. You cook for them, but then they run away.
They do. And then they run away and get married, and I never get them to see them again. Never.
See, that's why I didn't become your friend. I'm like, I don't want to hurt your feelings, so I'd rather just pretend like I hate you. I mean, I don't pretend, but I pretend. Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? Pretend to like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, way to ruin it.
I'm not going to get his hopes up and then break his heart like these other people
exactly.
are doing.
That's why you've never been invited over to my house because my house is not kid-proof, not baby-proof. You've got babies because your kids will be electrocuted or swallowing glass within 5 minutes after being in my house. Because matter of fact, the floors are made of glass. Your wife would wonder why things made of leather and chain are hanging from the ceilings. You know,
everything's sticky.
Why everything is sticky and why everything is made of rubber. You know, those are things and questions that I don't feel
why
like
it
answering.
Smells like latex.
Why it smells like latex and why are there air pumps everywhere, but yet you don't own a bike?
Why
you know,
does it smell like Badoosy?
Why? And why are there butts and bubbles everywhere? Butts and bubbles, bubbles and butts, bubbles and butts, bubbles and butts. So you got two boys coming over. You know what? Believe it or not, I would give you some really good advice about this because they're coming at a perfect time. The weather in Arizona is beautiful.
Yeah,
right
they
now.
Lucked out because I mean, we were still hitting 90. And some people don't realize if you're not from Arizona or you've never been here really, 90 doesn't sound that hot, but the sun here is really hot.
Mm-hmm.
90 here is like
you'll still
120 get, somewhere else.
You'll still get your face burned off. It's still uncomfortable to stand in the sun. And even though today we had a really nice cool breeze, if you stood in the sun, it wasn't as bad, but you still feel charred. The inside of your car still hits 130 degrees, even though it's 82 degrees outside. But they're coming at a really good time, quite honestly.
Rob actually wrote on the Fat Guy Radio Show page, he said, can't wait. He's the one that's coming.
Okay.
Can't wait to be in AZ this weekend. Orly better show us a good time. I'm taking a chance of getting deported just to go see him. LOL, I'm going to grab AZ by the...
Whoa, watch out. You're going to get another CNN commentator fired.
Yeah.
But, here's the thing. What kind of guys are they? Are they...
They're pretty chill. They know... Well, back
are they
home,
snobby? No, are they middle of the road? Because, you know, I know all the snobby places.
Nah. Yeah, I forgot. I shouldn't have asked you.
That's messed up.
They don't need Hallmark cards. They'll take any kind of cards. Nah. They're not like you.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have personal Verizon concierge.
No.
Yeah. I do.
They don't have their own Gustavo.
Oh, I have a Gustavo. And he wore a tie and a jacket while he was serving me. It was great.
No, it was wonderful. They're chill. They're open for whatever.
Well, you know, there's a lot to do. I don't know about out there in your neck of the woods because I don't get out there too often. But there's Tempe Marketplace that they would probably really enjoy hanging out at. There's a lot to see out there. There's great places to eat out there. There's, you know, there's movies and there's Dave and Buster's. That might be fun.
Well, they just opened a Dave and Buster's where they live. So that's, yeah, I usually take people to Dave and Buster's, but yeah.
But if anything, with them being from where they come from, California, have they been here before?
No.
Okay, so with them being from California, seeing some of the dry desert land would probably be really interesting to them. You know, so even taking a drive out to Maricopa or throwing, you know, a couple of burgers and a couple of sodas in the car, or in your case, a couple of bean pies and sodas in the car, and then just take a little quick road trip down to Tucson just to see how the world changes down there. Because Tucson is like 50 years behind the rest of the city. Showing them downtown Phoenix, where downtown Phoenix is very small. It's literally four blocks long and then it's gone. And one thing that's really unique about people that come from California into Arizona is seeing the change of economic statuses throughout the neighborhoods, where you can drive through a neighborhood and you're in the Biltmore, and then no more than a mile and a half away from the Biltmore is the ghetto, and then a mile and a half from the ghetto is the highest drug-populated activity area in the entire state, and then a mile and a half west of that is another million-dollar condo residential area. That's always unique to like friends that come in from out of town, because Arizona and Phoenix in particular is such a melting pot. But Tempe Town Place might be a really cool place. Taking them maybe down into Old Town Gilbert would probably be a cool place for them to see and kind of hang out around there. You know, so seeing the landscape of Arizona would probably be the most surprising and more entertaining thing to someone that has lived in green, beautiful California versus coming out here. Our palm trees are different.
Yep.
You know, our people are different. Our light rail travels all of 4 miles.
I could take them on the light rail. That's cool.
You could take them on the light rail, and the light rail will actually take them by a lot of things they can see.
Tempe Town Lake.
And within an hour, they will have traveled through 4 different cities.
True.
Tempe Town Link is also a great thing. Yes, Lady K, I would absolutely take you on a tour if you came out here.
There you go.
I'd take her on a tour. Before we go to break.
A snobby tour.
And then we're going to the Cardinals game Sunday, so they're pumped.
And you know what? And that'd be a great thing to do, because they get to see the west side. West side of Phoenix, Westgate is right out there. That's an open air mall. There's a lot that you can do out there. You can literally go out there. If your game is at 5 o'clock in the evening, you can literally go out there, get your parking spot, hit Westgate like at noon. There's so much out there to keep you so busy.
Got the outlets.
You got everything going on out there. And then that's also right across the freeway from Fear Farm during the Halloween season. Right now they're turning it into the pumpkin hunt for Thanksgiving. And the turkey trot will be out there too, where people go around and try to catch turkeys and whatnot. But there, you can literally put a whole day out there just around the arena.
Yeah, that'd just probably be Sunday. You'll probably get there early morning.
Yeah,
you could get some grub, take them to the Fractured Prune.
And then if you want to, you know, take them on a nice little road trip, whatever, you could hop on the 10 right there by the arena, travel it out to the 301, swoop up the 301, because the 303 is just out there, and it's just gorgeous. It's open, it's wide, it's huge. There's just mountains, and it's just a really nice, cool, easy drive, and you can come back down off of the 101. Pull Your Pants Down in Moon Sun City, and then you'll be right back down at the arena. But you can literally spend a whole day out there. There's so much to do out there by the arena. So, yeah, I think you guys would have fun. And, yes, Lady K, I would drive you around. Real quick, on the vein, Lady K just brought this to my mind. I'm going to completely side mind my two cohorts here because I have not discussed this with them. But, boys, we'll talk about this more after the show. Before the month of December, I want to give a Christmas gift away to one lucky listener.
Ooh,
and that Christmas gift will be something we have never done before in the history of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Are you going to tell us now or are you going to make us wait?
I'm going to tell you now. Yes, Lady K, I will cook for you. I'm going to tell you now. You will get to sit in on a taping of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ooh.
One lucky listener will win the opportunity to sit here. Number one, know where Studio G is located. And there's a whole lot of paperwork you got to sign because we had to sign it before we got into this place. But we will give away. We'll have details up on the website as soon as the boys, because I have not mentioned this to Orly nor Philippians. But I was thinking about this a few weeks ago. We don't talk before the show. We haven't talked during the week because I'm in blackout point working with GCU and the Phoenix Suns. It's crazy. But before Christmas, 2016, one lucky listener will have the opportunity to sit right here in the guest chair.
In between Corey and Orly, right
there. Yeah, in between me and Orly for a whole taping. You don't have to participate in the show. You can just sit and observe. Here's the thing, out of towners, you can participate, but you got to get your own way here. We ain't got it like that. We're not Michael Mara. We're not Big Owen Dukes. We're not Adam Carolla. We can't fly your ass in. We can't put you up in a hotel. But out of towners will have the opportunity. But before the year's out, before Christmas 2016, we will give away one free ride. And it is going to be the most boringest event of your life sitting here watching us do this, especially before the show.
We should have the person come in now and do like the small print, like, please, no murderers, no crazy people, no.
No, you have to sign disclosures. You have to do the background check because where we are is a secure facility because, quite honestly, we're not supposed to be here.
You have to spread them and cough.
Sometimes I just do that to Lip for the hell of it. All right, folks, we're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back where Lip will actually participate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon, right? I'm all screwed up, dude.
You screwed.
Amazon. Is it Amazon? Amazon, your number one place for your holiday. I am an idiot. I went Amazon buck wild. I got my new iPhone case from Amazon.
That doesn't make you an idiot.
No, let me finish because I'm telling you it gets dumb. I bought filters for my refrigerator from Amazon, and then I bought a cake mold cutter that I thought I was going to use to make burgers until when it arrived, I realized that I ordered a 6-inch cake mold cutter. No one wants a 6-inch round burger, so I got to send that back. And then what I thought I was ordering was a full new set of tableware, forks, spoons, knives, and the whatnot. I'm like, this is a really great deal for $13 off Amazon. And of course, I went through the Amazon button on FatGuyRadioShows.com's app. And then when it arrived, it was one setting. So I got one fork, one knife, one spoon, one teaspoon. And I'm like, that's why it was $13. So needless to say, I get to send that back because I have the full set coming. But they were gorgeous. I just want, you know, at least a place setting for, I don't know, three other people maybe? Who wants to eat alone with nice cutlery?
Corey. Not...
But I did it all through Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. You should too. It's the number one way to support the show. Lady K is wanting to fly in. Martha Marta has been dreaming of this her whole life. Lady K says, me. And
how are you picking? Did you say? I wasn't paying attention.
No, I didn't, because I just threw it at you.
Discuss it still.
Martha's excited. Lady K is excited. And we have an audible tweet from PJ from Parker. There it is. Yeah, that's PJ's tweet. I hope PJ from Parker wins. I want PJ from Parker sitting in here, because then I will just beat the hell out of him the whole time. But I probably would never get a lick in, because he'd just run away.
Yeah.
He's a quick runner. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the segment that everybody knows and loves.
We are going to do it.
We're going to do it because it's the segment that everybody loves so much, and I wasn't set up for it, but...
I got...
What do you have?
I was going to have some new listeners that I've been meaning to
You have some new listeners?
Yeah. Have some new listeners, real quick.
Okay, well, let's do some... hold on, I got it right here. No listener alert!
We have Amy Skaggs. She's in Northern California.
Amy Skaggs.
And I feel bad because I told her I was going to do it last week. And she...
Skaggs, it was her, not Scat.
It was her birthday last week. So she's been listening to us every week.
Is her... Who is she again?
Amy.
Let's sing her the traditional Fat Guy Radio Show birthday song. A one, a two, a happy
birthday to you. Done,
Skaggs.
We have. I got to give some more love to Patty. She's been a long time listener, and I always forget to call her out and give her thanks. But she's here in Arizona, Patty.
Patty.
Listens every week.
Ooh, Patty.
She's like 90 though, so you might have to yell on the mic. She's loud. I mean, she needs to hear. She needs to hear it loud. Her hearing aids might not be on this late.
Patty. Ooh, Patty. I don't know what that was. Hold on. There we go.
And we got James, and I'm excited about this. New York. I didn't know we had a New York listener.
James, New York.
And we also have another James and Cindy. I take it they're married.
Mm-hmm.
In New Mexico.
Nice.
The new one, not the old one. The clean one.
The clean one? The one where all the aliens go.
Yeah.
I've got two new listener alerts, too. You have any more?
Gustavo?
I have Gustavo from the Verizon store located in somethingville, and I'm not saying it because I don't want anybody to go in there and give him any extra business, because if he gets more busier, he won't be able to pay attention to me.
Bubbly Gustavo?
Bubbly Gustavo, also known as Bubbles and Butts. And then Aaron, the regional manager for the Verizon store in the West Valley. Really great guy from South Carolina, just relocated here from South Carolina. He got here maybe about 4 months ago. So he experienced a little bit of the heat, and he likes it. And the one thing that he said about being here that's really cool versus being in South Carolina is the bugs are smaller.
Smaller. Ooh.
And the mosquitoes are smaller. So he is enjoying it, and he was the coolest, laid back. When he walked by you, you just smelled money. He just looked like he had money. So those are my two new listeners as well, joining the Fat Guy Radio Show. Will they ever hear that? Don't know. Long as when I call, they answer.
You should go in there, and you know all the phones they have set up. You should go download the app on every phone.
You know what? Believe it or not, they have very few phones out.
No, they didn't.
But it was a huge store. It was huge. It used to be an old, cheap-ass mattress place. And they got this big, huge end cap. I mean, literally, Gustavo's desk was in one area, and the nearest desk was at least a good 50 feet away. I'm not kidding you. It was a huge store.
I've never been to a phone store that had desks. There's usually just people standing around.
Yeah, these guys had desks. It is such a big store. It's actually a training center, too. They got a training center in there, and they've got another little education center as well, and a little kid play area. Ooh. It was really nicely done.
It's like going to a car lot.
It was really nice. But yeah, those are two new listeners, which is really, really great. So welcome to all our new listeners. If you're a new listener, we encourage you to reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and let us know that you are a new listener, and we will definitely shout you out on the show as well. So we're going to get to it, because I believe this one's probably going to be really quick. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the segment that's sweeping the Eastern Seaboard, Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free.
Yeah.
And this week's trailer is The Hollow Point. Published on October 4, 2016. Is this movie already out?
No, I think that's when the video was posted. Did I post that in there?
Yeah, that's on there. Because you know I'm a slave to the script. Starring Ian McShane, Lynn Collins, Patrick Wilson's, and Orly's inability to type notes properly. A new sheriff of a small town along the U.S. and Mexico border investigates a drug cartel deal that went horribly wrong. Lip, what say you about The Hollow Point?
I think it looks pretty good. I'll probably go watch it.
Okay.
Seven words from Lip.
Very good.
Two more than last week.
Very good. You liked
it? I'm getting better.
You liked it? You talk
I like shooting.
You like to shoot them up, bang bangs.
Action in there.
I crave
action.
I like the trailer. I want to see this kind of.
Okay.
But I don't really have much to say. It's kind of hard to. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to do this movie. And then I put it in there, and then I watched it, and I'm going to get ready to write a little bit of notes, you know? Mm-hmm, and then I'm like, well, I don't know what to write. I don't know if that's a bad thing. Is it making me not want to see now? But it basically looks like about the cartel. There's a sheriff that's probably been around for a long time, and he kind of goes wrong about something. Some younger guy comes in to try to take over, but then he realizes that it's crazy and you have to kind of be bad.
Yeah.
So it looks like they team up and there's a guy that breaks out of prison and I don't know.
Right.
But it looks cool.
Okay. Philippius, how many wedding receptions would you give it?
Two.
Two out of five?
Yep.
Five being best?
Yep.
So it's not a movie you want to see?
I'm not excited about it.
You would go see it if somebody was paying for it for you to go, but you wouldn't
do
it. Of course you
probably
would.
Not. Right.
Yeah, probably not. If that person was me.
Yeah, of
I
course.
I understand.
This is a movie, however, he's going to run away.
You know what, Lip? It's just feelings. Don't worry about it. It's just feelings. Orly, how many visitors from out of town would you give it?
One visitor up, one visitor down.
One visitor up, one visitor.
I want to see it, but then I start to think do I want to? I don't know.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Lip, I'm going to need your participation and your help on this. I wrote down my review. And Lip, I just want you to read the first line between the asterisks. Just read the first line between the asterisks there.
It says, asterisk, bored to snot. Exclamation point, asterisk.
Yeah. This was the most boringest
trailer
I have ever witnessed in my life. Oh, my God. Another cowboy shoot 'em up movie with drug cartels. It's been done to death. Orly, you have set a new record by pulling and selecting the worst trailer ever. And this trailer outranks Ghostbusters 2.
But sometimes the trailer's not everything. You might go see this movie and be like, man, this movie was pretty good.
This movie sucks balls. I've seen drug cartels shoot
up. When's the last Western movie you've seen?
The Wild Wild West with Millie Vanilli and Will Smith. It's stupid, bro. It's dumb.
Well, I like the cartel
trailer
part.
Was the same thing. Somebody came into a room. Somebody got shot. The person that shot that person walked into another room. They got shot.
But what happens next?
They walk. That person that shot them walked into another room, and guess what? They get shot.
Maybe they just didn't put all the good stuff in the movie. Like other trailers, they blow it. They put all the good stuff in the trailer, and then when you get there, you're like, I pretty much already saw it just when I was watching it on TV. They might have left all the good parts out. So
it was a shite selection. Worst ever, Orly. Worst ever.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
If you noticed, I put it in 15 minutes before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have not put the most effort into it.
Yeah, I could tell that your effort was not in there because that movie sucked. You basically went into wherever you go to find these trailers.
I went like this on YouTube. And I scrolled and then I pointed.
And you selected YouTube trailers.
Well, first Ghostbusters came up, and I said, oh, we've already did that one. So then I did another one.
It was the worst selection, and you know what? That's okay, because last week, you hit it out of the park, and then this week, you pretty much elected an orange slug. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for today. I'm a libertarian. All right, folks. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just didn't get to him. Matter of fact, he didn't get a chance to show up today because he decided to ditch school in protest of the election of Trump. So he wasn't here. Today's show was brought to you by, what is it? My thing is all screwed up. Target Black Friday, right?
Target Black Friday.
Today's show is brought to you by Target Black Friday. Sign up for the Target Black Friday email alerts, and we appreciate you for doing that. And also, if you want to save an extra 5% on everyday deals, sign up for the Target Red Card, all at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. We love hearing from you, so drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or if speed isn't your bag, daddy-o, you can always mail us something at Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us on social media. Find and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, the video portion of our show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Fat Guy Radio Show is radio you can see. Have a business, product, or event, advertise on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customized rates. Spots available now. Don't forget to download and share our free app. It's updated with the new Target option. You can shop from Target, shop Target right from the app on the About Us tab. And there's a whole lot more, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the app. And yes, Lady K, we are actively working on a Google version of Fat Guy Radio Show. Ooh. So that's to come too in 2017 if you guys shop Amazon and Target in 2016. Don't forget, download the app, fatguyradioshow.com/app. Thank you. Orally, subscribe. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blades. It's my daily blog. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. Afterthelevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blades. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And co-host, Orally.
Hola.
I'm Corey Blades, reminding everyone that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you, what the hell is it all about? I want you to go to the polls and vote your party instead of your mind and say they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye! Happy birthday, mama! Hold on, wait a minute. This show is free, and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. That's fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...